I double checked. Everything is with me. Did you get everything? I mean, I know you just had your backpack with you this whole time, but everything's there? Yeah, everything from the locker's here, my duffel, everything is right where it needs to be. Do you ever plan on letting go of my hand anytime soon? I mean, I didn't say that I wanted you to, I was just curious. You're gonna keep my hand. I sound sad. I mean, wonder why I could possibly feel sad. It can't be because this is all over. I mean, last night was wonderful. It was everything and more. Part of me was hoping that because we got to the hotel so late in the night, we would oversleep and then we'd have to spend another day together. But nope, we woke up exactly when we needed to. Must be the fate again. Nothing seems to be getting in the way. Which might lead to suggest that last night was all we were supposed to have, so yes, I am sad about that. You're sad too? I am not looking at you. Wait, you're getting all teary-eyed. No, don't do that, because then I will, and I'm awful when it comes to holding back tears. Come on. You can't tell me that I'm beautiful after saying something like that. That's just a guarantee that I'm gonna cry. Do you have your pictures? Good. Those photo booth pictures are going to stay with me forever. They're not going anywhere. My only regret is that there's only one of us kissing, which, you know, it isn't bad. It's just, I can feel the tingly feeling that I get from your lips disappearing. You can't change it forever. But you can change it so I can keep it just a little bit longer. That's more than enough. I wish we were taking the same train, because I am not ready to say goodbye, and I'm really not. And if that makes me seem weird, I really don't care at this point. God, I can't believe that we're doing this. I can't believe that we're doing this. I honestly expected the night to never end. You don't regret what we did, do you? Because if you did, I would just hate that. No, I'm not kidding. I really need to know. You don't regret a single thing? I hug you again. You're gonna ask the same. I don't wanna let go. Letting go means that it's over, and I don't want that. I don't want it to be over. I never thought saying goodbye would be so hard. What do you mean? Of course we have to say goodbye. We already agreed when we woke up today. We concluded that we didn't want to spoil this, and that we would probably lose touch, and it wasn't worth either one of us experiencing pain from it. I mean, do you not remember this discussion? It was like 20 minutes ago when we were checking out. If you know, then why are we discussing it again? You what? When you suggested earlier that we should leave it at this, were you just... Were you saying that because you thought it was what I wanted to hear, or was that actually how you felt? What? We can't just keep talking. What if we reach a point where we never speak to one another again? Because I know it'll happen, because that's what happens with everyone. Everyone leaves. The fear of abandonment is not screaming at me to run away from you. I don't want to get hurt, and I know that you're putting yourself in a position where you could be the one to get hurt, but is it worth it just because we don't want this to end? Yes, we. I know that I played it off like I wasn't gonna regret not keeping in touch, but are you crazy? I never thought that I could experience something like this with another person, let alone feel such a deep, instant connection. I don't want to say goodbye to that connection. We spent the entire day talking and getting close to one another. I know before anything happened last night, we agreed that last night was all we were going to have, but if we didn't end, would it be the worst thing? I don't want this to be the only day. It's not enough. We spent so much time together walking around, being as close as two people could be to one another. Twice. I mean, you're only like 7 hours from me. That's easily worth a car trip, another train ride, even a flight. Of course, I would do a lot just to spend one more day with you. But I have to tell you goodbye. What do you mean not a permanent one? I don't want to never see you again either. This time with you has meant the world to me. Can we easily throw caution to the wind though? I mean, it can't be that simple. What if what? I know that we don't take chances, but nothing? This would be a huge deal. This isn't just a small chance. This is a life-altering decision, and what if it's just not meant to work out? I don't want this ruined because we wanted more. What do you mean, what if this is the moment everything changes? I mean, it can't be that simple. You don't think any of this happened by chance? I mean, it wouldn't make sense. Yes, it would. Because you have already changed me for the better. I mean, if meeting you means that I stop being scared of the unknown, that itself is worth all of this. I was so scared to bring this topic up to you. I was worried that you wouldn't want to continue anything and we would just go our separate ways. Of course I wanted it before. I wanted it every time we kept discussing it. We talked about the what if regarding it several times last night, and each time we kept mentioning that we wanted more, but realistically it just didn't seem possible. But what if we're the exception? What if all of this isn't just happening by chance, is meant to be more? I mean, the things that we talked about, the way that we just kept being pulled by one another, it was like suddenly so much that didn't make sense before it just kind of fell into place. And what if, yeah, what if it's us? I didn't say anything before because I do still have some fear inside of me, and if there was a chance you didn't want that or you were just suggesting it to be nice, I didn't want you feeling like you had to go along with it. I didn't want it to feel forced. I wanted that comfort to stay. I didn't want to ruin it, but I do. I really want more. Wait. Can you let your lips linger a little bit longer on my hand? I don't want to forget how it feels. But you have to let me go. But at least now it means I get to come back to you, right? But what if we regret this? What if we look back and we realize that it should have ended here, but we just got stuck? I have to think about that. And I am well aware that I could get stuck on a loop. How do you know that isn't gonna happen? No, I can't look at you. No. Don't say please like that. Fine. You really believe that there's still something special here, even if it doesn't work between us? You drive me crazy in the best way, too. Then don't let go. If there isn't a chance of you letting me go, then keep me in your arms. Keep them around me. Come here, I want to remember how you smell. You smell like coffee. And like a little hint of lavender. You're basically that feeling of how it is when you walk into a coffee shop, that first smell, that scent, that comfort. I don't want to forget it. What if you forget me? You could easily forget me. I mean, I'm just me. What? My hair smells like apples. What about my body? How can you remember that I smell like vanilla and mint? Is there some of your favorite things? My train's gonna leave. We need to say goodbye as much as I hate it. Neither do I. You know, you're looking at me the same way you did when we got off that bus. If anything is gonna stay in my mind, it's that look. That look with the beautiful orange leaves falling all around us as the wind pulled my hair and you kept smiling at me. I never knew fall could feel as special as it does now. Yeah. That look right there. That beautiful look that shows potential in something. And us. I'm gonna be stuck in your mind forever. You're gonna think of me when you're old. Hardly. Especially if we regret this decision, because if I live in your mind as the one who got away, that implies that you never got me back. Forehead kisses, holding my hand, coffee, the goofy look on your face when you stare at me the way you let your lips linger whenever you kiss my head, my neck, basically anything other than my lips. Green flecks. How giddy you get when you're excited. I'm telling you the things that I'm gonna remember about you. What will you remember about me? You'll remember my goosebumps. You're going to remember all of that. And more. I don't want to say goodbye. I know, I have a train to catch, but that doesn't mean I don't want to just stay here. Saying goodbye brings us that much closer to another hello. What you think is beautiful. You know that? If I don't get on the train, I might never do it. And I really want to hear that next hello because it's probably going to make me smile like an idiot. I have to go. Wait for what? Yeah, you do. You have my number, I promise. I put it on a scrap of paper from my book. It's in your backpack. Did it when you were in the shower. It was after we had agreed that we were gonna part ways, but I couldn't give up on that possibility of maybe. Even if you never spoke to me again, I liked the idea that any new number could be yours. That maybe you'd think of me and just maybe. You'll call me. Is that easy? Wait. You'll only message me when you don't have the option to call? Why? I'll know your tone. You remember that? I don't know why I'm getting so damn emotional. Like, if we're gonna see each other again, if we're gonna talk to each other, why is this so difficult? Why are you so hard to pull away from? But as long as it's a shared feeling. Goodbye. Goodbye. Just wanna look at you one more time, just long enough to keep you in my mind. I have to go. I'll be seeing you. Hello? You really meant that the next hello would be sooner, didn't you? How did you even find my number that quickly? Well, did you start digging through your bag as soon as I left? I did leave it in your book. I was hoping that you would see it when you went back to reading it on the train. But I'd like to think that I know you a little well after the time we spent together. Are you settled on the train? Yeah, I just put my bag under my seat. How am I? well, if I'm being honest, all I can do is think about this guy. He had quite the impression on me, and I can't shake away the feeling that he's left me with. No, I can assure you that there was nothing random about him. Everything fell into place with him. You want to know about him? Well, you wouldn't believe how many times I've already caught myself reliving a memory and wishing I could go back to it. We have that in common. So what, you're thinking about the same guy as well? I mean, he is pretty spectacular, so I couldn't really blame you. Ah, a girl. You'll have to tell me about her. She must be pretty great since your tone suggests it. Oh. Your tone is gonna tell me everything you feel about this girl. I can't wait to hear it then.